Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years.
Get it going. It's a Thursday. Happy Friday Eve, everybody. Happy host James behind the mic. I'm joined by your PD here at 105.5 WIRI, Mr. Seth Habager.
Good morning, everyone.
He gets his last name set. I guess I don't know why I do that to you.
That's fine.
I'm used to doing it over at the other.
You do. I tend not to use it here, but that's all right.
And this is our one of our homes. We live, of course, across the hallway as well over at the other station. So
luckily, it's within walking distance.
So yeah, we're lucky that way. Yeah, get our steps in a little bit. We got good country music news coming up for you. Some wonderful music as well. Want to get into country music history also. And along with that, we're not alone. We're going to be joined by Travis Tritt. We got some other good stuff from L.A. Langley, Riley Green, all coming up for you in a little bit. Looking forward to it. I really try to stay away from negative topics on this show, but I do think it's important to call certain artists out.
Okay.
Because what you get to do for a living is not a privilege.
It's not a right.
It's not a right. It's not a right. It's
yeah,
a privilege.
That's right.
I said that wrong. I worked on that too. No, I didn't know. It is. It's not a birthright or anything, man. And there are a million people behind you that want to do the job you're doing. And that is everything from a country music star to a country music writer in Nashville to what we're doing right now.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people that like to do these or want to do these jobs or can do these jobs. And I think that the difference is, of course, the way you treat your fans, the way you appreciate your fans. You are nowhere without them.
Right.
Seriously,
you don't have a job if you don't have people that are willing to listen to your music.
and I think
pretty basic.
I think that there is a line in the sand. I don't like the idea of bugging people when they're with their family or they're not on the job, if you will.
Sure. Yeah. Because they also should have some private time as well. I agree.
You're at the grocery store and you run into so-and-so or whatever. I know it's a cool moment and it's amazing. You don't need an autograph. You don't need a selfie. You could just tell people about it. Who cares if they believe you or not?
Mm-hmm.
And they might not believe you with a picture nowadays.
Right.
I mean, you know, I mean, those days are gone, man.
Yeah.
You see Dolly Parton at a grocery store and you want to go take a picture with her. She's going to have to hold up today's newspaper.
Yeah, right.
And like, you know, a couple of other things just to prove that it's her.
It's serious. Seriously.
So take the moment. I think that that's the key to all of this, taking those moments. And obviously, I think I expect more of artists than I do fans, and I say that as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
I say that as somebody who looks at himself that way,
at least,
paid to do it sometimes. so I bring all that up because Zach Bryant has been in the news quite a bit over the last year or two, and all for knucklehead reasons. I don't know that there's anybody that can get away with that stuff, let alone people that really, really, truly need their fans. He's one of them. He's in the news again after a 14-year-old fan posted a video saying Zach ignored fans outside MetLife Stadium after a show. The teen claimed they waited hours to meet him, only for Zach to drive off without saying hi. Zach responded. Now, that's one thing. Could have just left it. Zach responded on TikTok saying fans aren't entitled to a photo after he plays a 2.5-hour show, which would have been fine, but he couldn't leave it at that. Instead, he followed up with an obscene, not radio-friendly comment that was over the top, way over the top. I had to hear it just so I could talk about this. And I'm Italian. I'm no prude. I've heard them all.
Of course.
That was messed up, man. Even at 14, especially at 14. But anybody at any age, that's messed up. And that's a fan right there. I'm not saying whatever you think in your head is one thing, but what you're putting it out there like that.
Yeah.
A bunch of other artists have come out and trashed them for it. Gavin Adock slammed him online, saying a nearly 30-year-old shouldn't be snapping at a kid. A couple of others have mentioned some things as well.
Yeah, right. Okay. I see his point. Okay. Aren't entitled to a photo after he plays for 2.5 hours. Entitled is an interesting word to use there.
Yeah.
Did Zach mention how much that kid paid for his tickets? Because I bet it wasn't cheap to go to that show.
How did the 14-year-old get to go to a concert?
Yes.
Like any concert nowadays. I don't know how anybody affords going to anything.
Right. So, you know, maybe the 14-year-old shouldn't have been, you know, posting something online, something like, I don't know, maybe he could have reached out to more private channels. Who knows? Doesn't matter in the end, though.
Well,
you don't respond like that.
And I'll say this too: one of the things of the privileges of getting older is having some understanding of what it was like to be younger,
right?
And
right.
I bet you Zach Bryan at 14 was a lot worse than this kid. If this is what he's like at this age, what was he like at 14?
Yeah, yeah, seriously.
This is him mature. This is the, I mean,
supposedly,
it's a punk move.
It is. It's not cool. Your own fans. I mean, this kid probably doesn't want to. Nothing to do with you anymore, you know? And he's gonna talk about it. He's gonna say, man, do you know what Zach Bryan said to me, man? Do you know what he did? What a jerk, you know?
There's not an artist alive that can afford to alienate fans. Taylor Swift has got to be the most sought after artist on the planet. Right. Beyonce, these are people that stay way after, saying hi to fans, reaching out to fans, doing what they can. I don't know.
Zach Bryan, you can handle a little fan interaction, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Or at the very least, shut your mouth.
Yeah,
shut up.
Stay quiet.
Just shut up. Yeah. And on the other side of the spectrum, Riley Green. Riley Green played the York State Fair in Pennsylvania on Sunday night, and he brought up a fan to seeing Ella Langley's parts on their duet.
What?
Don't mind if I do. I want to see if I can play some of this for you, everybody here. I was only going to play a couple seconds of it, but she's really good.
She's really good. How brave is that?
Yeah,
Holy cow!
That's really, really impressive.
That is.
I don't just throw this stuff around. I kind of hope she gets a record deal out of it. I kind of.
You never know.
That's above and beyond. There's nothing. There's nothing that no fan in the world expects him to, or any artist, to do something like that.
Yeah, and to have a fan that was just, she was like ready to go.
Yeah,
she knows the lyrics. She's a great singer. Man, that's cool. That is amazing.
I will say, if I'm going to do that, I got to be ready. I know. You want to be, at least. It's a whole different thing to actually go up there and do it, though.
It is. It's 100. I mean, dude, I couldn't do that.
Respect.
You know, all kinds of respect. Yeah. Wow.
We will play the original for you now, or at least Al Langley and Riley Green together.
Yeah, their version. Yeah.
Their version right here at 105.5 WIRI. Good morning, everybody.
All but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night, and it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up, and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer, looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint with a few of the guys, when this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like. myself. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like.
Got a three-day beard I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. I'm feeling pretty good, and that's the truth. It's neither drink nor drug-induced. No, I'm just doing all right. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Oh, yeah. It's been 15 years since I left home. Said good luck to every seed I'd sown. Give it my best and then I left it alone. I hope they're doing all right. Now I look in the mirror and what do I see? A lone wolf there staring back at me. Long in the tooth but harmless as can be. Lord, I guess he's doing all right. And it's a great day. Sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? Sometimes it's lonely, sometimes it's only me and the shadows that fill this room. Sometimes I'm falling, desperately calling, howling at the moon. Tattoo. I'll take my old Harley for a three-day cruise. Might even grow me a Fu Manchu. And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good? It's a great day. Still shining when I close my eyes. There's some hard times in the neighborhood, but why can't every day be just this good?
Country favorites and classics.
Three hours got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65. You know where I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, hey, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Stop until the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody bum me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, hey, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
At 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I got me a brand new car waiting in the driveway, shining like a bright new star. Been wishing on it every day to take me away from here. So I called in to where I work, told a little white lie. No, my back don't really hurt, but that's my alibi. My temporary ticket to anywhere but there. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end, call it what you want, I made up my mind. I don't have to be me till Monday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I ain't gonna face reality. 3 days without punching a time clock, 3 nights to go and nonstop, no work at all, please. I don't have to be beat till Monday. Yeah, I can do what I wanna do, be who I wanna be. I got no one to answer to. Soon as I turn the key, a cash machine, gasoline, and we're out of here. Call it an early weekend, call it going off the deep end. Baby, you and me,
nonstop, no work at all, play. I don't have to be me till Monday. Going nonstop, no work at all, play. I don't have to be me till Monday.
Your smart speaker to play WIRI.
Brett Eldridge on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Actually, I'm going to be honest with everybody. I have to work on that last name. I've had to work on that.
Eldridge.
Yeah, like, I keep worried you're going to mess that one up.
Yeah.
Mine's Mailoff, Brett. You can mess it up anytime you want. Good things on the way for you, everybody. Some Alan Jackson, Kenny Chesney, and plenty more where that came from. Seth, wanted to take a look at country music history with you for a second.
Let's do it.
On this day, a couple of cool things happening. 1922, born in this day in Troy, Tennessee, was country music singer and songwriter Lawton Williams. His major label debut was in 51 on Coral Everlasting, Love and Lovin' Over Time. Co-wrote a lot of songs with George Jones and a number of other artists.
Yeah, that's really nice.
And on this day in 1948, American country music singer Roy Acuff announced his intentions to run for governor of Tennessee. They've been doing this a long time, man. Entertainers going into politics and everything. It's true. Going on a long time.
It's true. It's not a new phenomenon.
In 1957, born in this day, was the great Pam Tills, country singer, songwriter, and actress. She is the daughter of country music singer Mel Tills, of course. She was originally a demo singer in Nashville. And scored a 91 hit with Don't Tell Me What to Do, and has since charted more than 30 singles on the U.S. Billboard Country charts. She's also like one of those an interesting artist that she still, like, to this day doesn't know why this happened. And I thought that was quite interesting. Yes. You know, especially she comes from
Mel Tillis had many, many hits, I mean, throughout his career. So she had, you know, a good name and all that. But I really enjoy Pam Tillis. I see she's got a great voice. And some of her songs are my favorite country songs. I love it.
Reading her story, there was a lot of similarities, not the same thing at all, but in some ways similarities of Sheryl Crow. And they're artists that really, there's a real big, good chance that we never hear from them.
Right.
It just kind of, some things just fall in line, the place, yeah, and they're kind of pushed to the spotlight and like, hey, you're really good. You should do this.
You should be doing this. Yeah.
And they really appreciate where they are. And I bet they appreciate their fans.
I bet. Just throw that out there.
And in 1980, the Urban Cowboys soundtrack was certified platinum. The double album featured Ann Murray, Kenny Rogers, The Eagles, Johnny Lee, Mickey Guyton, Bonnie Raitt, Linda Ronstadt, J.D. Sutherland, Jimmy Buffett, and the Charlie Daniels Band. And that's just some, Seth.
That was such a hit, man.
I had to pull
that album. Wow.
You got the Eagles' Lion Eyes and Joe Walsh's All Night Long on there as well. Love the World Away from Kenny Rogers. Boz Scaggs is on this album, or on these albums.
Love it.
The Devil Went Down to Georgia. This is a little kid.
This is where it came
young
from.
Me, yep. This is where I heard it first. Was this at my aunt loved this movie and watched it all the time. She's a big Travolta guy.
Man, I got to say that it's very rare that you have a soundtrack. Now, the soundtrack was known much more than the movie. The movie was, you know, an okay hit. I don't think it was a huge one.
Yeah.
But because the album did so well, you know, people started dressing up. If you remember, back in the early 80s, people started dressing up like cowboys, you know, in the city kind of thing. It was fad that was happening.
There were people at bars and at clubs and stuff. Yeah.
It became a thing, which was pretty darn cool. But Travolta was part of two of those things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that, and of course, the disco thing, too. Wow.
Oh, my
man,
God.
He was something back then.
Oh, my God. I work really hard on my hair. The film is said to have started the 1980s boom in pop country music known as the urban country movement, also known as the neo-country or hill boogie. Neo-country, I'd never heard that.
No, I hadn't heard that before. I always heard the urban cowboy thing, and it did have a lot of influence for several years, I gotta say.
We get things moving here. I think a great morning song. Here's the Zach Brown Band, Chicken Fried, on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
I'm a chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of a precious child, and know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Oh, 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 I'd like to see the sunrise,
of a precious child and know a mother's love. I thank God for my life and for the stars and stripes. May freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, oh, oh, I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my mama's eyes. Touch of a precious child and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up. I like to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child and know a mother's love.
Hi everyone, I'm Craig Orndorff. On the next Weekend in the Country, we head back to July of 1982. The fitness craze began. Lots of leg warmers, leotards, and headbands. E.T. was the movie blockbuster, and Tom Watson couldn't be stopped on the golf course. And on the countdown were big hits from Sylvia, George Strait, Barbara Mandrell, and Alabama. And we'll have them right here on the next Weekend in the Country.
Sunday evenings from 6 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI.
Experiencing the summer heat drain, that feeling of instant overheated the moment you step outside, then step inside from the Ground Up Coffee House in Wisconsin Rapids and chill out with iced coffee, frappes, fruit smoothies, and tea drinks. Put your feet up, enjoy a book, a magazine, or talk with an old friend from the Ground Up Coffee House. Take a drink and cool down.
Experience the awe and beauty of the world-renowned Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave in the heart of Rudolph, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on St. Philip's 104th Church Picnic on Sunday, August 3rd. The festivities kick off with Mass at 10 a.m., dance to the infectious rhythms of Polka Pack from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., then the incredible Elvis tribute artist Dakota Pongratz. This event promises fun for the entire family. Kids games, enticing raffle baskets, and delicious food. Mark your calendars and join them on August 3rd in Rudolph, Wisconsin for the 104th annual Church Picnic.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Country favorites and classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Excuse me, ma'am, can you help me? I need to place an ad with you today.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow may be too late. I'd like to have it started right away.
What's that?
No, this is personal. I'm not buying or selling anything.
Yes, ma'am.
I know just what to say. I wrote it down. This is how it should read. Wanted one good-hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that
that she loved. Wanted just one chance to tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough. What's that? No, it's all I want to say. I just hope these few lines will get to her. Yes, ma'am. She means everything. I hope she comes back when she reads these words. Wanted one good-hearted woman to forgive imperfection in the man that she loved. Wanted just one chance to tell her how much he still loves her. He can't be sorry enough.
Quick stop, midnight tea top, Jack in her cherry coke town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, kicking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Church parking lot, trying not to get caught, take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend daddy doesn't like. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids.
Central Wisconsin and on the Free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
It was
time, break time, summertime, middle of time, anytime. She was looking pretty fine, real like, green like, go all fired upside downtown. She was shaking me all around. I was tuned in, going nowhere. Second wind, Jones and drooling, feeling good if you would. Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Breaker, breaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Any way I choose, I got nothing to lose. I was looking for the wind, just trying anything. Hey, baby, where you been all my life? I've been looking for someone like you. Fallin' head over heels, hey, what can I do? Oh, yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Freaker, freaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Any way I choose, I got nothing to lose. T-shirt,
freaker, freaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt.
By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose. Oh yeah, by the way she moves, she's got me rolling dirt in a white t-shirt. Freaker, freaker, 1-9, she's a big old flirt. By now, she's got me pretty tied up, tied down. Anyway, I choose, I got nothing to lose.
Time, down, time, break time, summertime, middle time, anytime. She was hey, what can I do? I got nothing to lose, yeah.
Central Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
Saw you going by, I had to say hello. And I don't mean to pry, but girl, I gotta know, what is your name? How come I ain't seen you around before? So, you know, I ain't never had a type, having a type takes two. But I know what I like, and you're the only one of you. You're something else. And I know we just met, but I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Give up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up, and I'm thinking that I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks.
I wanna take you home tonight, just take you home tonight. Get Joni on the phone, she'll leave us on the light. I wanna see the way you look up under all those stars. You're gonna be the top words, gonna get around. They'll tell you how they thought I'd never settle down out on the porch. Ain't it funny the way things change?
I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks, to my old friends, to the house in the pines where the road ends. Take you to my hometown, where I grew up, where I thought I knew it all before I knew what love was. Gave up on it, but honey, you got my hopes up, and I'm thinking that I wanna introduce you to my kinfolks. I
Sam Hunt and Ken Folks on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Had a lot of fun this morning. We're going to be back at it tomorrow to get you ready for your weekend. We got good things coming up today, too, Seth.
We do. Coming up here from 9 to noon, you've got me with the second cup. Get that second cup of coffee ready, everyone, as we power through the morning. Get you even that much closer to Friday, everyone. Then from 12 to 4, we've got Katie Cruz to lead you through there. From 5 to 9 tonight, we've got Laura's Lounge with Laura's Laidback Pick. And don't forget, tomorrow, we got a lot of great stuff as well. At 10 o'clock, we've got Flashback Fridays going back to the year 1996. And I would encourage you to go to our website, everyone, WIRI.FM. I did a little blog post about 1996.
Nice.
The year that I graduated from high school. I think that was the year you graduated from high school too, right, James?
Yes.
And why I don't remember anything about it. I don't know why.
That's funny.
So I did a little post there. So stay tuned for that. And then we've got a remote tomorrow from Tri-City Services from 11 to 1. We'll be broadcasting from there. Melissa and Ashley will be there. So stay tuned for that as they celebrate 80 years of business, which is
That's really awesome.
Yeah. So awesome for that. And then later on, Katie Cruz, when she takes over at 1 o'clock, of course, she's got the top three new country hits that you can listen to and put in your playlist as well. So lots to do tomorrow on Friday as well.
Yeah. Keep it right here, everybody. We leave you a little Big Town taking us to the Boondocks on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show. Have a good morning, everybody.
Church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
I get a pole.
We'll go fishing
in the crawfish.
Down in the
boondocks. Five car on Saturday night. Church on Sunday morning.
You get a line,
I get a pole.
church on Sunday morning.
Summertime quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, off the trail near the tavern. Here's Stu Sample. Stu, are you ready?
You betcha.
This object can be found throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private. You can use it for one or two things, and it's a great place to think or read. Name this summer object.
It's one of them porta potties from Crockett Septic.
That's right, Stu. You win. Now, go cop a comfortable squat. For a clean, reliable, affordable porta potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks, septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Tri-City Services is your local expert for heating, cooling, and plumbing in Wisconsin Rapids, Marshfield, and Stevens Point. Join us July 25th from 11 to 6 for our open house and 80th anniversary celebration. Tour our new building and help us celebrate 80 years with food, fun, and prizes. And catch 105.5 FM WIRI broadcasting live on site. Mark your calendars for July 25th, 11 to 6 at Tri-City Services.
Relax and unwind with Blessings Holistic Spa on Highway 13 in Wisconsin Rapids. Wash away the daily stress with a hydro massage. Blessings Holistic Spa is now offering unlimited session packages for $99 per month. Enjoy the tanning beds with memberships starting at $62 per month. Blessings Holistic Spa, to re-energize your mind, body, and spirit. For more details or upcoming specials, please follow them on Facebook or blessingsholisticspa.com.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy was at the EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh on Tuesday, where he said the recently passed Big Beautiful Bill includes $12.5 billion for modernization of the FAA's air traffic control system. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Duffy said that will include updating the FAA's telecom system and replacing aging radar. Duffy, a former Wisconsin congressman also serving as interim director of NASA, says it will take some time to complete all the work, but it will get done or President Donald Trump will fire me. Duffy also announced a new FAA rule that removes what he called outdated regulations that have impeded innovation and safety in the recreational light sport aviation sector.
In a rare show of bipartisan support, Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed from the 8th Congressional District introduced a bipartisan bill to honor veterans who participated in Operation End Sweep with the Vietnam Service Medal. Participants in Operation End Sweep, a mission to clear dangerous mines in North Vietnam after the war, are currently ineligible for this service medal because their service took place after the United States had officially withdrawn from Vietnam in January 1973. The bill is inspired by retired Navy Commander Michael Cosgrove of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, who spent 5 months in and out of North Vietnamese waters and received virtually no credit for the work. New duties and tariffs on overseas purchases may hamper your online buying. Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says it is buyer beware with overseas shopping right now, and that if you need refunds or relief from a U.S. agency, you might be out of luck. Criminals have also been sending out phony messages saying you may owe duties on a package. If you're expecting a delivery, check with the seller or delivery service directly before paying a fee. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible today with a high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
This is for all you girls about 13.
Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI. Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way, baby, hello, oh no, goodbye. But you got me like a rocket, shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. This kiss, unstoppable.